This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
The Mind Aware, 646.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here, and thank you so much, by the way, for telling people about this show. You are such a rock star. Have I told you that lately? Have I mentioned what a rock star you are? So, interesting question came in today. Someone was writing in about sabotaging their brains, sabotaging them. Boy, I got a lot to say about this one. What's the deal with mindset experts always telling you that your brain's sabotaging you? That's what happened here. This woman wrote in. She said, I've been stuck in my business and I'm stuck because I've been told my brain is sabotaging me. I've got limiting beliefs. So what do I do? And so here's the thing. I want to just address this point by point. I want to start out by saying why people say this, because I don't think people are intentionally trying to be bad people. I think they're basically trying to give you good advice, like most of the world is trying to give you good advice. But they say that your brain is sabotaging you because of a thing called homeostasis. Your brain has a desire to stay the same. Your brain wants to protect you. Your brain likes the familiar. It doesn't like the unfamiliar. Even if the familiar is a bad habit, even if the familiar is something that is someplace you don't want to be, you can consciously think with your conscious mind, like, I don't want to be here. I want to change. I wish I could shift this. But your brain does like the familiar, and that's true. And so people always talk about your brain sabotaging you because your brain likes the familiar. Your brain likes safety. Your brain likes to keep you safe. And that's okay. I mean, it's a good thing, really. Don't we want a brain that wants to keep us safe? But that's not sabotage. That's homeostasis, the desire to stay the same. So that means that if you've been doing things the same way in a familiar way over and over again, your brain has a desire to keep doing things that same way. So it's kind of like, let's talk about homeostasis with body regulation. If you have a certain temperature at which you sweat, you're working out, and you get too hot and you start to sweat, you don't have to do mantras to sweat. You don't have to do a vision board to sweat. Your brain wants to regulate your temperature. Same with if you shiver. If you get too cold, you're just going to shiver. Your brain is going to want to regulate that. So your brain just regulates a lot of things. Some of us have had that experience where we weigh a certain weight for our skinny weight and we weigh another weight for our heavy weight, and we bounce between those two weights. We don't go below and we don't go above because your brain kind of homeostasis wants to stay the same, keeps you within those two parameters without too much effort. You don't have to do a bunch of mantras to stay the same weight all the time. It happens automatically. Your brain has a desire to stay the same. Your brain likes the familiar. And so people want to call that sabotage. I call that homeostasis, the desire to stay the same. So that's point number one. We're going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. That's what they're talking about. Point number two I want to make about this is I want to remind everybody that whatever you believe, whatever you talk about, whatever you think about, your brain is matching up. And so there's part of me that wants to say, your brain is sabotaging you if you think your brain is sabotaging you, because whatever you think about, you get about, right? So if that's the case, like if we keep thinking my brain's sabotaging me, guess what? Your brain's going to sabotage you. So it's not necessarily a good thought to continue to think. Whatever you think about, whatever you believe, whatever you keep talking about, that's what shows up in your outside world. That creates the results you're getting. So, point three, what's the real story? The real story is that your brain is your best friend. That's the truth. We have been given the most amazing devices, tools, systems to use to create anything we want. And we don't have to have a whole lot of wisdom or knowledge to be able to use our brains really effectively. We really just need desire and awareness. Being aware of the way we think, being aware of the messages that we're telling ourselves, being aware that change is possible. Never ever before in the history of humankind has there ever been so much potential and understanding for how the brain works, how our outcomes are created, how thinking works, all of these things. There's never been a time when we've been on the forefront of so much new knowledge. Desire and awareness. Have a desire to make a shift. And so think about it. If change wasn't possible, then wouldn't we all be making exactly the same amount as we made when we were 15 years old? Wouldn't we be exactly the same kind of people that we were back when we were 15 years old? We have different expectations for ourselves. We have different experiences that help us to expand. We have different ways of thinking. If you think about maybe what you paid for rent in your first apartment when you were living with three friends compared to what your mortgage payment is, how is that possible if we're not expanding, if the brain can't change, if we can't shift, if we can't grow, if we can't have bigger and better and higher expectations for ourselves and meet those expectations? It happens naturally over time and sometimes slowly. And so that's what brain training gives you, is it helps you to do it more quickly with desire and awareness. So what are you aware of? You become aware of the way you think. You become aware of those limiting beliefs that you might be nurturing and saying. You become aware of those sentences that you just say just because, oh, you're being lazy and you're being a lazy thinker and you're not thinking about it. You become aware of the sentences that people have programmed into your brain to the point where you think it's true. You wake up to all of those messages and you get to choose. You get to ask yourself, I hear this thought I'm having. I hear this sentence that's going through my head. Is this the message I want to keep matching? Is this the message I want my reticular activating system part of my brain, this beautiful tool I've been given, this amazing piece of software that I've been given to use, do I want my reticular activating system to keep matching that up? Because its job all day, every day is to sift through the mucky muck and look for anything I'm asking for, anything I'm thinking about. Whatever I'm thinking about, whatever I'm talking about, that's what my reticular activating system is looking for. My brain is my best friend. It's always looking for anything I'm thinking about. So decide, is this what I want to match? And if not, then step three of the process. Step one, wake up. Step two, decide, do I want to keep matching this? Step three of the process is now it's time for you to be a proactive thinker in your head. Think about and talk about the situation in a way that feels good. Whatever you want to switch up, practice the new language about it. Talk about it as though it's happened. Say the things. Let's even just use what you brought. Your brain is sabotaging you. Do you want to keep matching that up? I think not. So how are you going to start talking about it? Well, let's start saying sentences that might feel better. Okay, I like what Dana's saying. I like the idea that I've got this massive tool in my head to use any way I want to. Like, it is pretty incredible to think that I can train my brain any way I want to. I can get results just based on how I think. I do like the idea of being able to think about something more positively, feel more positively. I like the idea that my brain is flexible and able to switch and change up. It's really nice to think that I can think about things positively and get what I want. I like the idea of being expansive. I like the idea of changing. It'd be really fun to be able to think about things and watch them appear. I like feeling hopeful. I like moving forward in my life. I love opening up my life to more expansiveness. It's nice to think about things in a way that feels good. I like feeling good. I like the idea that my money flows from feeling good. I like the idea that I build my business and I get paid just to feel better and be a better me and show up in the world in a bigger way. It feels good to open my heart and mind to things. I love the idea of an expansive mind. The more I think about it, how could I even believe the other thing? Because wow, my brain is so amazing. And I love the idea of thinking of how awesome my brain is and how just the littlest bit of focus and awareness and attention and desire to what I want, and I start to see it everywhere. This is the power of the reticular activating system, and it's so awesome, and I love it. And then step four, feel that positive emotion that comes from it. It is that easy. Isn't that awesome? Think about what an exciting time we're living in. What an exciting time that we don't have to keep buying that tired, old stuff that people keep regurgitating and selling to us. Anything is possible. Anything is possible with the brain and with your awareness and with your desire and with your focus and with your willingness to play on this wonderful planet Earth as we expand and create and all of the goodness that's coming from this. So with that, I know you are ready to just stop listening to the peanut gallery, stop listening to those people who say that, and move forward and train your brain. You've totally got this.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana Live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.